there are great devotees who are suffering in disease and old age. And I was wondering why this is so, because I have read in some shastra, for example, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that by chanting Hare Krishna, by seeing the aarti of Radha Krishna, that even the reactions to past sinful acts can be destroyed. So
different stages, different valuation. There may be some stages where the past actions are being finished by suffering.
Mm.
And in higher stages we can see that maybe when the soul is arrogant and soul is connected with happy plane, ecstatic plane, the outward suffering is nothing to them. Suppose a man when sacrificing voluntarily for his country, he is feeling happiness, joy within, and externally a sense of suffering. So many patrons, they are offering their life for the cause of countrymen. So his external suffering is reduced to almost nothing. Internal joy is everything. Do you follow? No?
Yes.
Something like that.
Like the soldier.
Krishna connection. When in Krishna connection, their soul is connected with the plane of Krishna, there they are feeling ecstatic sentiment, like. And on the surface, some sort of bodily trouble cannot affect them much. Still, it is shown sometimes to teach others, it is necessary to him to teach others Krishna, manage in that way sometimes. Yasodhaka Vaishnavi Vyabhari Dukkha Nishchaya Yani Vitaha Paramanda Sukha Prajanna Bhagavad. Whatever you find troubles of the Vaishnavas externally, you know it really, that internally they are enjoying much happiness. You see?
Yes.
Just in the case of the soldier, originally, giving his life smilingly.
Mm.
It is possible, so some sort of happiness within, but externally some sort of pain, but that is negligible to them. In this way, you can think of that.
Mm.
But whether this country love is a very small thing, and the God of infinite love is infinitely greater, the comparison should be drawn in that way. When country life can ignore the bodily misery, then God love can how ignore this bodily misery? Do you follow?
Yes.
So when one pure devotee or one very elevated, sincere devotee is suffering, apparently there is some...
So we shall think the God is that suffering is giving food to me, but it's a chance for serving Vaishnava, and thereby the Lord will be highly satisfied. I have got a chance. A Vaishnava is showing suffering, is in disease, and trouble in my head, trouble in my heart. That is, it is meant by the divine arrangement to give chance to the Goa section, the sad, attend them, and then through that way you will be able to go inner and higher. Do you follow?
Yes.
The Vaishnava will say, my minor Vaishnava will say, that he is suffering, it is only to make me face, to give me chance for service. It is really not so.
Yes.
We have to take it in that way. The Guru must know whom we can stress that he is beyond this natural influence, still we find suffering. That as Krishna did, I have got a headache, strong headache. Oh Narada, take some medicine. What is the medicine, Lord? I have feet dust of my devotee. Take it, I am suffering very much. That imitation in order to give chance of me to serve. This should be our standpoint.
Jagannath also becomes sick, doesn't he, after Ratha Yatra?
Yes, why? To give chance to the public to receive some special service. I am one of you. Who say that I am one of you, I also have sickness.
Mm.
This is all Lila. Lila. Krishna. এটা ছাড়ানো সম্ভব হবে না গোবিন্দ মহারাজ এখানে ছাড়িয়ে নিয়ে যাওয়া সুবিধা হবে কি নইলে বলছি যে আগে পৌঁছে দিতে হয় যদি ছাড়াতে হচ্ছে পার চাই তো ছাড়ান
One last question. Our Swami Maharaj was coming to America with such an exalted mission for Lord Chaitanya, and he suffered two heart attacks on the boat. Also, he was gored by one bull or one cow. Right after taking sannyas, Swami Maharaj was gored by one cow.
What?
He was
hurt.
Yes. Hurt. One cow horned Swami Maharaj.
One cow.
It knocked him down and opened him, bleeding. You did not know? One cow
attacked him. Well, before starting Anariya.
Yes, after taking sannyas. And these things.
Some wound.
Yes.
And bleeding.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was very dangerously wounded.
Yeah.
So.
I did not hear so long.
And I'm asking. In this situation, how are we to understand Krishna is, and his pure devotee, seems to be being attacked by some obstacles, you know, very dangerous obstacles. So how are we to understand that? Of course, the devotees, they...
Two angles of vision.
Yes.
One, suppose he is nothing. He is ordinary man. Ordinary man. So, mukam karoti vaja pangum langhayati giri. Krishna entered him and through him did such a wonderful work. One stand, angle of vision. The second, he is a higher realized soul, but all his posing, the failure, he has so many defects. He has a wife who was half mad. And the stark man is eldest son. And the second son is an atheist, communist. And the third son is an idiot. This is the physical paraphernalia. And the child is best to train successfully, but he failed. Then life was full of struggle. All these are show that he is one of the members of the Mandir Bhagavad. In all many hopes. He is another standpoint as I talk. But still, a man may be pungu, crippled, but Krishna's will, divine will, can transcend like everything. Both his personal realization and also not personal realization, still anyone may be used by the Supreme Lord to perform anything and everything. That is one angle of it. And even when higher realized soul, they sometimes show that Mahaprabhu, I'm going to Gaya. He showed fever to teach his company. They are neglecting those Brahmins who are in the ploughing in the field. And to teach them, they told and what? No medicine is curing him when he is going to Gaya. Then he himself told, take the feet water of these Brahmins, and that will cure. Then what you do? They took the feet water of the Brahmins, was apparently all cultivators. And by drinking that, it was cured from that pernicious fever. So, the purpose, with some purpose, the fourth one.
Prema dhamo devam eva naomi gaura sundaram.
This photo
was our actor there.
Maharaj, who's allowing me to phone you? Your arm's tired? Would you like me to do this for you?
Bolche paka dami korbo tai
bolche.
Jai.
I think আমাদের পরিবারে শেষে সেরকম বিগড়ে গিয়েছে ইস্কন থেকে পাইছে
for divine grace for seeing me and for answering my questions, and I wanted you to ask for your blessing that I may become a good servant of Krishna, because if you give me your blessing, then I know I'm certain.
And Mahaprabhu, that you may be a good subject of
Jai Hari Hari Bhava.
I want you, I wish also for you to forgive me for my offenses I've committed to you.
We'll be leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll be leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
And booking there is a possibility. Narottam is to wait for his flight. So he may come back to the ashram. We had a discussion before he spoke to you. We had a discussion and we were wondering if we should tell you, if he should tell you or not. But your questioning was so intense, yes, so sharp, that he could not refrain from telling you. Sudhir Goswami and Madhava Puri Maharaj.
Guru Maharaj, can I ask a question?
To bring water.
Guru Maharaj, in Bhagavad Gita, one sloka in Bhagavad Gita, a true yogi observes me in all beings.
You can't come in, but yoga is a deductive process, an inductive process, ascending. You are trying to establish some relation with the wind, controlled by the nervous system, both are foreign material. By the help of the material, you want to have the highest spiritual realization. How it is possible? This is jugglery. What is there in yoga? In yoga, there is some bhakti on the forehead that comes to godliness, spiritualism. Otherwise, you take the help just so many asanas and other things. It is all concerned with the physical, the air and your body. And they can combine a conspiracy to compel the supreme authority. What do you think? What is yoga?
Well, there's also bhakti yoga, yes?
Bhakti yoga is all right. Bhakti yoga is all right. What is the trouble? You know, why you have any preference for yoga?
I'm simply
because that is a definite way. They are promising you some definite result. You find that Sarnagati is uncertain, indefinite. To anchor after his sweet will. And by following the process of yoga, you think that you are going to control. You are going to sort the result. What is the... What good you find in the yoga?
I was actually was going to ask you that actually one who sees Krishna everywhere and in everything.
What is the connection with yoga?
That was a...
yoga means the reconnecting, reconnecting with Krishna. That is all right.
Yes.
That is yoga.
Yes.
Yoga Maya. That is yoga maya, the center carrying current, to catch the center carrying current, yoga maya, which is taking us to connect with Krishna, center. That is yoga maya. And mahamaya, out carrying current. In carrying current, out carrying current.
Yes.
But what do you mean by yoga? This pranayam, tatta, jamanyam, asana, all these things.
Or one is simply linked up with the Lord. Yoga means linked up.
Link up. If you form an alliance with the nervous system of your body and the wind, then what? How would be affected? The Supreme Authority would be affected by that. Eventually. Raja Yoga and Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga only attempting with physical things. Raja Yoga is something mental. Jama. Jama means Ahimsa, Astreya, all these practices. Make oneself aloof with the from the material charm of material life. Yamaniyam, asan, pranayam, pattaha, all these things. All concerning with the material dealings with the material environment. Yamaniyam. To take out the self, to disconnect the self from the material bondage. But if we cannot have, we cannot establish any real connection with the spiritual, the material disconnection is not complete. We can arujya kisena param padam tatat patam tadhuvanadi. We can climb up to the highest degree. That is the highest position of the negative side. To have sisa. We can climb back too. But if we do not have any visa, then we will have to come back anywhere in this place.
So Maharaj,
to establish connection with the agent of the visa area, that is what is most important. The agents, the sadhus, they are wandering here, and to connect with them and to secure a visa. And the visa people will manage for us to secure a passport here, meeting the government.
descendant process.
Huh?
Descendant process.
Yes, automatically. There is a comment. I want this gentleman to take our decision because this plane has got great respect for the other plane. The Maya has got its fulfillment there. Whenever such news will come to the agents of the Maya that the other party is wanting this man for their utility there, they will succumb to that. Agree to that. Because the authority knows that I am only a negligent part of the highest place. So you must abide by the order of the higher authority who has come with the visa. Something like that. This is Bhagavad Dharma. And this yoga, this varnasam dharma, all these other things, by our trial and dealing with the material things, we can go up to that end of this country. And then if we cannot secure any visa, any entrance there, then we have to do, wait for some time there, for him to come back. That would be our fate. That is more independent, more fine, more sweet in every place that holds superior position. This is only a perverted reflection, having no existence of its own, can't stand on its own leg. It is a dependent state. So this Maya state is always in obligation with that original state. So anyhow, to have connection with that state, that is the most valuable thing. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavatta kinchana sarvai ganeshtatta sarasva samasati sudha harava bhaktasya putu mahadguna manorathe nasati dhavatu vai. Have you come in connection with this law? Yashyasti bhakti bhagavata lava. If anywhere we can trace that faith in the Supreme Lord exists, Parabhava, Sadhvi Gunesta, other demigods, representatives of the any power of this world, they cannot but have their presence there. Harava Bhaktasya Guru. And if anyone has got no credit in the Supreme Authority, the favor of the demigods here can never be counted. Now it is, and now it will be. It will fly away. You follow now? Many qualities. Main quality is faithfulness to the authority.
Yes.
And if that is there in anyone's heart, then other qualities with their masters cannot but be there, reluctantly or willingly or unwillingly. Because the highest authority is the presentation and is there. So they must attend the place. If the permanent authority is not represented, then all the partial representations, their presence has got no value, they will, in any moment they will withdraw. Arava bhaktasya kutu mahadguna. The other qualities and their quality holders, gods, they have got no value, no reliability there. If the paramount power has got any favor there, all will come flock there. And if the paramount power is absent, then the favor of these minor powers have got no value. Any moment they fly out. Don't understand?
Yes, I understand that.
Yashyasti bhaktir bhagavati apinchanam sarvai gunaistatra samasati sura. The gods who represent the other qualities of this mundane body, they cannot but attain that place where the authority, highest authority is there. Harava bhaktasya kutu mahatguna. And if one is sent in the want of his devotion towards the Hari, the paramount power, then these mahatguna, however great qualities they may be, we cannot depend on them. They will fly any moment. Manorathi nasathi dhavatu vai. Because their concern is always money. They are always tending to go outside, outside. That is their nature. Outcarrying. They are agents of all the outcarrying current. Result. The Maya agents of Maya, they are hypocrites, they are deserters.
So Guru Maharaj, if one, say, our system is acceptance and rejection, accepting things favorable for Krishna consciousness and rejecting those unfavorable things.
That is included in devotion, not yoga.
But if someone has some trouble concentrating his mind for chanting, or some problem, agitated by body or mind, yoga mitigates these, yes?
No,
but it should not be used?
That would not be valuable. That would be that intoxication. By intoxication, for the time being, we can have some help of apparent concentration. But that is illegal, material.
Vishwamitra
Muni?
So sometime he meditated?
Meditation, this enhanced all, they have got their respective results. But as climbing on the summit of that power, one may not be, even one may be a demon, one may not be thirsty.
The reason many of Swami Maharaj's disciples have gone away is
that Yogi Shankar Mahadev, he is considered to be the highest attainment of all this yoga, tapa, etc. But still he is not considered to be a Shuddha Bhakta.
No.
Jnanamishra, Yoganishra, Tapamishra, something like that.
Mahadev is not
suitable. Mahadev says, if you want to see, feel what is real devotion, devotion proper, pure devotion, go to Prahlad. Mahadev saying to Devashi Narada, go to Prahlad, you can find pure devotion there. We have got our personal concern. Sometimes we jump in a position with the paramount power of Narayana. So our position is not reliable. Go to Prahlad, Ananya Bhakta, exclusive devotion. You can find it. Prahlad says, yes, he also denies that sometimes I want to fight with Krishna, some demonic element is in me. And what I do, that is also something like acid things, this meditation and the others. But no active service in me, go to Hanuman. And this way,
Guru Maharaj? So the Westerners, I think what's missing is they're trying to get a higher taste, some experience that's going to give them some reassurance that they are actually practicing the proper path.
No, what does he say?
The Westerners are impatient for some higher taste. Some
Westerners are impatient to get something within that fish.
Well,
but it cannot. It cannot. It is. Its nature is just the opposite.
Very quickly.
That is opposite. If you think you have got, then you are deceived. When you think I am nowhere, you will find he is just on your side. So, to increase the positive side, to catch him, that is useless. I have told many times, try to increase the negative side. Then you will have him on your side, on your side. You can be prayers in the past. When you will come to realize that all your acquisition is no qualification to attain him, only his grace. And the grace comes to the humble. And who are puffed with their own quality, capacity, the grace does not descend there. As a master, you will capture him. He is a property, and you are the possessor of the property. Give that idea to the burial ground. That is no bhakti. Bhakti is helplessness. And the necessary feeling of the purpose of help. I have nothing. I have no higher. Your face is everything. No right. I have got no right. And the right which is assaulted by the devotees, that is also the negative character. I am the most wretched, so I am the highest candidate of your praise. That is in the negative, appeal in the negative side. Amasuman potito nai, tatyami shubhattro daya. This way.
So anartha nivritti is always there, Maharaj. Anartha nivritti is always there.
Bhakti
is always feeling.
Anartha nivritti means the elimination of the external elements in us, which gives us hope that I shall make you the king. Those things to we have our dependence on those things. Those promising friends. God saved me from my friends. Or so-called friends that are giving hopes. I shall make you king. To this personal world also forever. I don't want you and your help will go away. realize the negative characteristic of our own self. We are potency, not owner of the potency. We are potency itself, not owner of the potency. So, always dependent on the owner. That will be our position, a real position. The substance and the potency. Potency is dependent on the substance. And to think that we are substance, that is the wrong ethos. The possessor of potency, no. We are an infinitesimal part of his potency, and the potency also not of the first class, third class potency. An infinitesimal part of the third class potency of the substance. That is our real position. So when we are in our highest realization, we are also to be adjusted in the third class potency section. To work there. For Sarupe Pavastiti. In the Manjari class, Thakki, Pranasakki, all these things, we are here. The Nanda Yashoda also, the Sakha. There is also different groups, and the new group will have a particular position in Sakparasa. Always under the guidance of the main Sakha of anyone. Either in the regime of Shuvar or Silam or Madhubanga, they are used in Shakurasa. Nanda Yashoda, the Vatsalya Rasa, anyone. And helping hand of Yashoda in this way. There he will draw the maximum rasa. If misplaced, then he will have to pass half head. No capacity. The Soham, we must eliminate exhaustively from us the spirit of Soham. I want something big. You are one of many, and while your real position to be adjusted when you are free, from there only you can get your first, highest benefit. If misplaced, you are dead. You are nowhere. You can't strive. That your body has proper food. This is something is poison. Something is too much rich. So your body will thrive only with the particular type of food. If you want to eat like elephant, you are gone. Or like tiger, or like your food will be limited to a particular position. Sarupena bhavastiti, mukti hitta, unnatha rupam sarupena bhavastiti. Internally adjusted, you have got your particular position. If you can come that, realize that, then you are perfect in your own way.